This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Drunk driving tragedies happen all too often on New Year's Eve. And to help prevent partygoers from getting behind the wheel tonight, RTD will make their buses and trains free between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. tomorrow. Molson Coors is sponsoring the popular program. RTD says nearly 50,000 people rode for free last New Year's Eve. Three separate shootings in Denver left two people dead and four others injured early Saturday. The two deaths occurred outside a North Denver bar on West Colfax Avenue, where two others were hurt. Elsewhere, two people were also injured in shootings that happened downtown and in Green Valley Ranch in East Denver. Police say the shootings all occurred within a two-hour period after 2 a.m. Saturday. Steamboat Ski Resort is hosting a one-of-a-kind New Year's Eve parade today. CPR's Tina Sieg reports.
The parade does not include floats or marching bands. Instead, illuminated snow cats, those truck-like machines with conveyor belt tires that groom snow. Steamboat's Hannah Albertson says big crowds always wait at the base for the show to start.
You'll start to see these big snow cats, which are all lit up from every single angle, coming down in a V formation, and that's sort of the kickoff to the rest of the ski parade.
Next will be synchronized ski instructors holding LED lights. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.